Ancient Faith Radio presents Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart. Dr. Hart is an author and licensed psychologist from York, Pennsylvania. Our program features readings from Orthodox Christian books and other classic literature. So now, without any further delay, here's Dr. Chrissy Hart with Readings from Under the Grapevine.
The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral. It was in the course of the second half of the 3rd century AD, during the reign of the Roman Emperor Valerian, that a campaign of brutal persecutions of Christians, the 8th in a row, was in its full swing. Those that confessed their faith in Christ were drowned in rivers, condemned to be torn to pieces by bloodthirsty wild beasts, burnt in ovens, at stakes, or on huge bonfires. Christian blood was being spilt in all regions of the Roman Empire. During those terrible times, a wondrous child was born in the city of Patara, located in one of the border regions of the Roman Empire, called Lycia. His parents were noble and pious Christians, Theophanes and Nona. Their only son had been born as the result of their determined prayers to God, many tears, and many acts of mercy on their behalf. Not long after this child was born, the bishop of the Church of Patara announced publicly, "Brothers, I can see a new sun burning above the earth, bringing consolation to the sorrowful. He is going to be a sincere assistant to those in need." Already at the occasion of his baptism, the future saint named Nicholas revealed himself as a true wonder worker. The newborn infant, while still in the baptismal font, stood on his feet 3 times without support from anyone, indicating by this to honor the Most Holy Trinity. From the time of his birth, Saint Nicholas was quiet, meek, and humble. As the years passed, young Nicholas grew both in mind and humility. His God-loving parents gave him such counsel that this became deeply embedded in his heart. He studied the Holy Scriptures intently with all his soul and, being greatly talented by nature and under the shadow of mercy of the Holy Spirit, he became perfect in his knowledge of God-inspired books. He loved visiting God's holy temple, where he would often spend entire days and nights praying fervently. Even unintentionally, young Nicholas inspired deep respect of his person by everyone. The bishop ordained this blessed young man so full of virtue, and Nicholas thus became a presbyter. Being easy at heart, knowing that he could entrust the church to the newly ordained Nicholas, the bishop of the city of Patara went to Palestine on a pilgrimage. It was then that the parents of Saint Nicholas passed away into everlasting life. He distributed his entire rich inheritance to the needy and made it his most important task to attempt to take on the abundant and demanding responsibilities of a Christian shepherd. Feats of his love and mercy towards others were truly countless. To be continued. God's Chosen One, from The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy, The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral, on Ancient Faith Radio.
You've been listening to Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart, author and licensed psychologist living in York, Pennsylvania, with her husband and 2 children. This is a weekly presentation on Ancient Faith Radio, your listener-supported Orthodox Internet radio connection.